It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
We report all of our crime statistics to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and then they crunch all those numbers for the entire state, and then they ship them off to the FBI. Eventually, that becomes the news reports that we hear about across the nation of whether crime is up or down or just hanging tight. We had a slight uptick, which was in proportion to the rest of Kansas. Kansas saw some gains, unfortunately, in violent crime around the state, which is continuing a couple-year uptick. Now, we've gone through about a 20-year period across the United States and in Kansas where we've seen a gradual decline of crime. So the perception of crime is really bad or crime is on the rise historically for the last 20 years has been wrong. Crime was the very worst, topping out about 1991, 1993, and it's been on a steady downhill turn since then. But the last couple of years, we've been starting to see some upticks around the nation. When we talk about domestic violence here in Parsons, that is the community's dirty little secret. It has been a struggle here for many years. Last year, we responded to a total of 176 domestic violence calls in a town of roughly 10,000 people. That's way too much. And even worse is that nearly a third of our violent crime that occurred in Parsons was felony domestic violence. And that is unacceptable. The one homicide that we had last year was also domestic violence related as well. Domestic violence is unfortunately one of those generational gifts that keeps on giving. It has a tendency to go to the next generation and on, until that cycle of violence is broken. We just had a meeting with our Public Safety Advisory Board to challenge them to start looking at potential ideas, programs, outreach. How do we as a community truly start addressing the roots of domestic violence and try to make a positive impact? Stephen Jones, our county attorney, is going to be leaving us. He's been a champion for domestic violence and victims. We were in the early stages of talking with him to have a domestic violence court, which is an evidence-based program that has shown significant success across the United States. We hope that when his successor comes in, that we'll be able to continue that discussion as well. We need to figure out a way to bring folks together to actually make some positive impacts. Because if we took just domestic violence out of the picture, our crime stats would suddenly make us one of the safest communities in Kansas.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.